are bringing you a very special episode where we replay a fantastic interview from the Pod Spotter on this week's Band of Mothers podcast.
This is the Band of Mothers podcast.
Welcome back, breeders.
Hello, breeders.
We love you.
Band of Mothers podcast.
This is an interesting episode for us because we're doing a replay.
Yeah, is that what it's called? I feel like there's an official thing it's called.
There is like a cool podcaster thing that you do, but
Is it replay?
Let's go with replay.
So we had the honor of being on this really cool podcast called Pod Spotter, where they highlight podcasts that may not be known, well known yet. And we got highlighted and we had this so fun conversation.
Oh my gosh, we had the best time with Zach. Like,
He's delightful. He has a baby. He has two babies.
He's a motherfucker.
And he asked Tracy and I a lot of questions that we just usually don't get asked in interviews. And we talk about the pod and life. And they were so delightful. We play some games. And we just wanted to share it with you this week.
Yeah. So it's a get to know Shana and Tracy episode. But I don't know. It was just really great. Sometimes you just do interviews with people and you really connect, and this was one of those times. So we felt like we wanted to give it some more legs.
Give it legs.
Give it pod legs.
Give it some more ears.
Right.
Because you're listening right now.
That took me a minute, but that was funny.
Oh, come on, Tracy Lee.
Yeah, you did call me Tracy Lee. But in the meantime, if you've been enjoying our podcasts, please take a hot second to rate and review and leave a nice review. It really helps us. And just a little pro tip, we've got some exciting things coming up in the next few months.
Some switcheroos.
Yeah, that Shay and I are super just really excited about. Mm-hmm. And we think you're going to love it. Very Band of Mothers-y, but so stay tuned. Stick with us. Good stuff coming down the
pipe.
That's
right. We are using the sun and the summer to get real creative.
Mm-hmm.
So
we're using our stock tank pools.
We will be floating and thinking of amazing ideas to entertain you.
Man, I'm telling you, that pool, it does wonders for both of us. We each have one. If you guys don't, we've probably talked about this before, but we each last in pandemic summer, we each put in a stock tank pool. It was the best money / almost divorcing my husband, trying to get it together, that we ever spent. But it was so worth it.
It's so worth it. Floating in that pool. And honestly, that's where I listen to most of my podcasts.
How do you listen?
What do you mean?
Do you put earphones in?
Uh-huh.
In the water?
Well, it's not like my head's underwater. I'm in a float.
Oh, you float. I just lie on my back.
Last year mine was too cold to do that. So right. I'm like in a float.
Oh, that's,
and then I just float with like my wireless
headphones on,
and that's where I listen to inspiring podcasts like Band of Mothers. Like, could you imagine? I just listen to my own
listen to myself. I'm real sad because last summer, our neighbors that we share a fence with who can kind of see into our yard were gone the whole summer, and then you can't see on the other sides of us. We live in the city. You can't see our neighbors. And so I just floated in that pool butt naked the whole summer.
Which means your boobs floated in that pool. Yeah.
That was my float.
So as a small-breasted woman, I never knew that happened because why would I? But being in a hot tub with Tracy was one of the most delightful, being in a hot tub naked with you many times. It is so delightful because boobs float. I didn't know boobs float.
You know what? I got to tell you, I guess I didn't really pay attention either until you're my biggest fan. You and my husband just love my boobs. This took a turn. But yes, the stock tank pools are going to help us in our creative pursuits, and we're very excited. But we hope you enjoy
this Pod Spotter.
Mm-hmm.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, signature vintage wash sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Think back to when you were a kid. You woke up in the middle of the night feeling that the two hot dogs you had for dinner the night before might exit the same place they entered. Who did you call out for? Dad? Come on. He'd tell you to swallow hard, go to sleep. Took a spill on your bike, scraped your knee, you hobbled into the house. Who'd you seek out? Dad? No. He'd tell you about the time he broke his arm in 12 places, and you didn't miss a minute working in the coal mine. Your first crush dumped you. Whose shoulder did you cry on? Dad? No. He'd tell you to suck it up. Rub some raw onion on your ass. Problem solved. When kids need something, they need mom. Parents' love may be equal, but a mother's love is unmatched. However, there's a problem. Kids know it, and ultimately, they exploit it. Today's guests know that fact all too well. They know it so well, they wrote a song about it. And with lyrics like, "I love you, but I also love when you're not around," it may horrify some new mothers. Eventually, they come to realize that other lyrics like, "Did you know that your dad can pour water too?" are painfully true. What began as a couple of friends doing stand-up at a local neighborhood bar has spawned a community, because even moms know that moms are the best listeners. Their national touring production now consists of three casts, with more to come once they chicken soup this pandemic off the face of the planet. They launched an app and a blog dedicated to providing jobs and income opportunities for moms, and of course, a podcast from Wondery. They lovingly refer to their husbands as mother effers, themselves as breeders. They cover topics every mom should know about, from asking for help, to accepting your body, to vag steams, to pandemic sex, when the house is teeming with kids. It's a pragmatic look at motherhood, warts and all, sugar-free, no red dyes, no candy coating. Breastfeeding? Of course. But if you can't, it's not the end of the world. No pressure, fellow mom. They are the foster parents of a community of moms, a place to get advice, to bitch, to moan, to celebrate motherhood. They've been featured on the Today Show and People and Parents Magazine. From the Band of Mothers podcast, joining us today are Shayna Firm and Tracy Lee. Thank you for being here, moms. And thank you for sharing your wonderful pod with us today. How are you?
We're great. It's Tracy T.
What'd I say?
You Tracy said Tracy Lee. I don't like Tracy Lee.
I got to do the whole thing over again.
You got to start over.
Don't do it again. I'm almost crying. I know, that was the nicest intro I've ever had.
We almost let you slip with Lee.
I know.
It was such a nice intro. Didn't stick the landing.
You know what? That's very Band of Mothers. Like, it would have been too perfect.
Yeah, and then, that was like, too
something
nice.
Had to be a little off.
Yeah, I'm not editing that out. We're keeping Tracy Lee.
Tracy Lee is it. Tracy Lee it is.
Yeah, yeah. You look like a Tracy Lee. I don't. Are you sure it's not? No, you don't. Tracy T.
I don't even look like a Tracy T. That's my married name.
Well, if anybody's still listening to this pod after that horrible introduction, welcome. Messy cake. That's a perfect opportunity to talk about messy. Sad cake.
Okay. That is sad cake.
Yeah. Tracy T and Shayna have their own language that they speak. Mm-hmm. They've known each other since the eighth grade, and they have their own language on their podcast. And maybe it might be a fun way to start out talking about some of those sort of interesting words that you've
the nomenclature,
the lexicon of your pod, because I just did a sad cake, right? Is that
yeah, sure it was kind of sad cake. Yeah. So, oh my gosh, we have so many. So you're right. So dads, we call motherfuckers. Am I allowed to say that?
Say it. You did it.
Because they fuck mothers. So it's
the
just
proper use of the term.
Yeah, you know, it's just affectionate.
Now you know how to say it.
We obviously are breeders. We've been saying breeders since the very first shows 9 years ago.
And what is the breeder?
A breeder is anybody who is raising a baby. We don't care how you got your baby, whether it was in the back of a pickup truck or IVF. It does not matter how you got your baby. If you are raising a human being, you are a breeder.
And Sad Cake, since we're here.
Sad Cake is truly what it sounds like, especially I think parents understand very deeply what it means to eat Sad Cake at like a Sad Cake birthday party. Yeah. You know, it's dry. It tastes like green dye. You really want it, but then you eat it and then you instantly regret it. And it's Sad Cake. And we feel like that's a great way to describe a lot of things in parenting. Like, obviously not the end of the world, just a bit of a bummer.
I mentioned vag steams in the intro. It comes up regularly on your podcast. Explain to a dad, what is that? What is a vag steam? And is there a ball steam that I could get?
Yes, probably. So for the record, we haven't had vag steams. We spoke to a guest about vag steams.
But to his credit, also, we do talk about it a lot. We should just go get one.
At least four mentions of the vag steam.
Mainly because it's just such a great term.
Well, it's two words that you don't think of.
Yeah,
but don't they feel good coming off the tongue when you say it? I mean, it feels right when you say
it all week. Yes, it does sound great. Do you take what happens
there? I think you sit on a stool with a blanket around you and you sit there with like a bowl of boiling something deep down, and then the steam comes up and it gets into cleans out your folds.
Okay. No, and your whole all up in there. It goes up in there.
Okay.
So you put herbs in a bowl of steaming water and you sit over it. You sit over a steaming pot and the steam cleanses your vag.
So it's just throat steaming. Only the vag.
It's like a neti pot for your vag.
Okay, yeah. There's nothing going in. There's no penetration.
So there's nothing. No.
There's no.
Just the steam.
Not unless you want some.
just the healing power of steam.
That's up to you.
Yeah.
What is a yoni egg?
These are all things. So we approach our podcast and our guests with just as much curiosity as you are. I have not yoni egged. I'm afraid that they would fall out and break the bathtub. So it's like a jade egg shaped jade stone that women put in their vaginas. And they do exercises, and apparently the good energy of the jade egg is all good feminine energy, and so you can just put it in the bath,
but it also strengthens your pelvic floor. Yeah. So there is
it is related to the Kegel thing, the exercise.
Yeah, 100%. But it's been done for centuries. Women have been jade egging. Like the courtesans in China used to jade egg because they had to keep it tight. So
you totally made it into a verb, jade egging.
Yeah, I like the jade egging. Okay, got some of that out of the way. Now, if any of that comes up again, you'll know exactly, pod people, what we're talking about, what Tracy and Shana are talking about. We've got some of the vernacular down, but we should talk a little bit about how you describe your podcast. You've heard me describe it here, but how do you tell folks about Band of Mothers?
I like his description, actually.
I mean, it's pretty amazing. No, truly, so our live comedy show, The Pump and Ump Show, was about laughing about all the things we have in common as parents. And so we kind of said the things that everyone's thinking but never wants to admit. And you get it off your chest, literal pun intended. But it's very much focused on parenting and also those early, early years when you're just in it and you just don't know if you're going to make it from one day to the next, either you or your kid, frankly. And we wanted to continue that conversation off the stage, but kind of remember that we were also women before we were moms. And so Band of Mothers podcast is about what it's like to be a woman who also happens to be a mom, which allows us to explore any topic from yoni eggs to vag steams to cryptocurrency to, obviously parenting topics, anything in between. And we approach it all with wide-eyed curiosity, because everything you do in life, it doesn't matter if you're buying groceries or working out or picking a paint color, everything changes when you have a child. You look at everything through the lens of being a parent, or in our case, a mom. And so we just take that and we're just having a more adult conversation on the podcast.
And so the pump and dump in the sort of birth story of your podcast, that was sort of first trimester, and then the podcast now was born out of that. I'm mixing my birth metaphor.
Yeah, but. No, you're right. it was Tracy and I on the road for a good 5 years, just the two of us on our hands and knees, plugging in cords, performing for hundreds of thousands of moms all across the country, but like leaving our kids, like going to do a show and being back by pickup time the next day. Like we would go for like one night in Omaha, one night, and it was crazy for years. Mm. You know, Band of Mothers kind of grew organically, just this idea of Band of Mothers out of the Pump and Dump show, because we just realized that everybody needs a Band of Mothers, especially the moms we were meeting all over and giving hugs and hearing their stories and having all of these women, no matter what kind of mom you are, in the same room laughing was so cathartic for people. And we just never expected the kind of response we would get, in the sense of just gratitude for just having an hour and a half surrounded by your Band of Mothers. So that grew, and we were tired of being on the road, and we knew that like it was a strong enough message and a strong enough idea to build into other things. So the podcast was just kind of like a natural next step with Tracy and I not traveling anymore.
But then we were able to, like you said, we put other moms on the road, you know, moms with younger kids. Our kids are obviously getting older, and so we have a cast out of LA and a cast out of Chicago, and sort of pass the torch to them. So they have a, you know, there's a general structure to the Pump and Dump show, but the cool thing is that each cast has their own, adds their own stories, their own personality, their own heart. So every show is sort of different depending on where you see it in the country. You know, the show isn't really about us. It's not navel-gazily. It's just, and it's not like kid bashing or man bashing. It's just about the things we have in common as parents. And our goal was always to just to have a Pump and Dump show available in every city, so that when you're finally ready to leave the house, you get your breeder friends, your Band of Mothers, and you go out and you just laugh and you just remember that you're a human and you're going to be okay.
And you're still in bed by 10 because we keep it nice and short.
I mean, because you can't stay up past that.
I want to play a clip from the Pump and Dump content. Reading from your book, Parentally Incorrect, where you solicit horrible stories that kids have done to the parents and themselves. Let's play. Horrible. Listen to a bit.
My 4-year-old decided to beautify her lady parts with hot pink nail polish.
My daughter knows the tooth fairy is not real. When I did not leave money under her pillow, the next day she demanded more money than usual, not to tell her little sister.
My 19-month-old son took a waffle out of the trash and ate it after I had just dumped out the contents from the vacuum.
My daughter ripped a handful of chest hair off my husband and fed it to the dog. He threw up. She threw up. He ate her vomit.
My kids made me split an M&M in half. An M&M.
My 1-year-old drank a whole bottle of bubbles at a birthday party. Within 15 minutes, she was farting bubbles at the party on the grass.
My daughter told me I am not meeting her expectations. She's 7.
M&M gets me every time.
It's so good.
Cut an M&M.
An M&M.
So it is good. Irreverent, and it just kind of brings everyone together, and it takes the sort of pretense off momming altogether. And I felt like it was, you said it's not man, like it's not male bashing, it's not anti-husband. I felt like listening to it there, I learned so much about, you know, about motherhood and how I should be treating my wife. And I think it is for everyone. And I didn't you deliberately like make sure that you're not like excluding half of the population by, you know,
Fortunately, we're happily married. So today's actually my 19th year anniversary.
Anniversary. 19 years is legit.
So, you know, we would never throw our husbands under the bus because they're pretty good.
We make fun of them a little
bit. Yeah, but we make fun of ourselves. Yeah. And so, and to your point, so many motherfuckers come to our show and then come up to us afterwards and they're just like, I had no idea. I totally understand now. Thank you. Like, you get it. But funny's funny. So it's just as funny for them. It's funny for people who don't have kids, which is a surprising amount of people show up and don't have children at all and still have a good time. So
I think you make the point on your pod too. Like, you know, we've just lived through a year where sort of the gender norms have been sort of mixed and men are expected to be, you know, are falling into mom roles and dads are doing mom. It's sort of all over the place. And there is so much good expert advice on this pod for everyone. So it's not, that's all just to say, not just for moms.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
But I do want to dive into the experts a little bit and learn from what you've learned. But I thought that you know, maybe just to learn more about the two of you before we get into that is to sort of have a little Tracy and Shana trivia. I've emailed some questions to the both of you. Part of the secret sauce of your pod is just how long you've known each other. And when we're listening to you, it's like hanging out with friends. I think that's part of the charm. Like I feel instantly close to you. I'm sure you get moms that like email you like their buddies all the time because you just feel like we're friends because of your I don't know, your dynamic and all of history that you bring. But I want to test that history. I want to test that history just by starting with a game.
I don't remember most of my life before like 40. Before Shana. So.
And I hope you cheated and shared the answers with each other.
No, we did not. Yeah, no, we really didn't.
We played fair.
This is a brand new game. We haven't done this. How well do you know your partner? Normally we do how well do you know your pod. This is going to be how well do you know your partner for all of you pod people to learn about Tracy and Shana a little bit better. These questions are for Tracy. They are Shana related.
Okay.
Tracy first.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Who is Shana's secret high school crush?
Shana's secret high school crush?
Yes, please.
Your secret high school. I should know this.
I don't know if it was never a secret.
Like a public secret.
Give me an initial. Your secret high school crush? Did I know this?
I mean,
everyone knew?
I mean, it was just like somebody that I thought was like so incredibly hot. And then one time he danced with me at a dance.
Not Tom Corson. No, that was mine.
No.
Am I close?
Julio.
Oh. Oh, that was my boyfriend. Oh, interesting.
He was so hot. And I was just a nerd.
So hot. He was crazy hot.
He was like this Spanish exchange student. I thought he was the hottest thing I'd ever seen. He was totally your boyfriend. And then at a dance, like.
Was he your exchange student, Tracy? Or someone else's exchange student?
No, that's like weird. That's creepy. Yeah, no, that's like ka-ching for the parents. Yeah. Yeah. He was an exchange student, but somehow we ended up dating for a long time.
He was like the most gorgeous.
We're breaking this here today. Yes. We're breaking this news.
I did not know that.
And he asked me to dance, and I was like, I was missing 8 teeth, and I was like, at the dance, and I was like, oh God, I was like shaking.
That accent.
Oh, he was.
We had four Spanish exchange students growing up, so I know all about it.
Oh my gosh, goodness. He was so hot. I mean, we were kids. Yeah. We were like 16, and we'd go to the mall, and married women would stop and like tell him how beautiful he is, and I'm with him. Like
constantly really windswept hair somehow, even indoors. They're beautiful people. They're just beautiful.
They really are. The women actually are more beautiful than the men. Because I went to Spain to visit him.
Let's try another one. Okay. What role did Shana play in your first play together, Bye Bye Birdie?
Oh my gosh. So I was trying to remember. I can't remember your name.
I don't think I have.
Yeah, weren't you just in the chorus?
Yeah.
I hate to say it like
she
that.
Got it right. She got it right.
She was in the chorus. I had a role. I was a slut.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know that it says, I don't think it says slut in the book, right? Like, she has a name.
Just and the slut is played by Tracy Lee.
Mom, I'm cast as slut. No. 1 out of 3. What would Shana's last meal be on this earth?
Oh God.
On death row.
That's easy. Pepperoni pizza.
What's with the...
What
is this answer? Pepperoni. That's 100% correct. Shayna.
Of course it.
You do like you have like all these like wellness health experts.
Oh no,
on
that's
your
all
pod.
Me. Yeah, not me. No, okay. Shayna is 50% cured meat for sure.
Like, I'm never gonna. If you like buried me in the ground, I would never decompose.
My plant intake is the only thing that keeps her alive, just by osmosis. Otherwise, she'd never live for sure.
I don't like fruits or vegetables.
It's a real problem.
Got it.
I don't like meat, so. Well, I do,
two out of three. Yeah. That's not bad. You know her pretty well. Let's see.
We got to talk about Julio after the show because was not aware of that one. I mean, I don't blame me for having a crush on him.
It's not like he would ever,
including our theater teacher. But
those just listening to it did not see the dagger stare.
No,
Tracy.
I got it.
No, it's love. It's love. Okay, these are for Shayna. Three questions.
Okay. This is what I'm really bad at. Okay.
What was Tracy wearing when you first met?
I remember where we were. Does that count?
Sure.
We were by the trailers because you know how they need extra classrooms. They set up trailers in the back of the school, and we were on that little walkway. And you were a cheerleader, and you were gorgeous. You still are gorgeous. And I was just like, she's talking to me. And I remember that, but I don't remember what you were wearing. Probably a cheerleading outfit.
Boom! I like how you worked that out. You went down there. You went back. You traveled back in time, and there it was. Cheerleader outfit. That
was
fun.
It was a slutty cheerleader outfit.
Slut. You were playing the slut cheerleader.
I was the slut cheerleader.
Yeah. Who is Tracy's celebrity crush?
Oh gosh, Benedict Cumberbatch.
That's so random, but another. How about unrequited?
Okay. Dan Levy.
Yep.
Yes.
I knew she'd know it.
Dan Levy. Congrats.
I didn't have to say unrequited. I was going to say
him. I pine
anyway.
For him. I would negate my 19 years of marriage if Dan would switch teams and come hang with me.
Is it the hair? It must be the hair.
I think he's
all of it.
He's pansexual. He'll do you.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, he kind of looks like my husband. I just like that vibe. Anyway.
Wear the cheerleader outfit. I'm sure you can convert. Who did Tracy take to junior prom?
Oh, God. Her Shayna. Junior prom. Okay, so that was my sophomore prom. Was it Drew?
No.
Oh.
But start with a D. Totally random.
Oh, God. Is it somebody I know?
Yeah. Theater.
With a D. I don't think I know Tracy.
Dustin.
Really?
Yeah.
Dustin.
Oh, what was his last name?
Sander.
Oh, I'm such an asshole.
Did we go together?
Sander.
We probably all went together.
I think that was the year we went together. Aww. So this is what I'm saying. We don't remember much
In
of our
perfect
lives.
Partnership fashion, though, you both got two out of three correct. That was beautiful. Sorry, Dustin. You've been forgotten.
We didn't have iPhones to catalog our entire life back then, so we have to literally rely on memory and diaries.
I know. We have some photos that I think we were trying to do a selfie, but it was like a real camera, and so it's just like half of a face, and then like Tracy.
You did really well there. Two out of three. That's not
Thank
bad.
Thank you.
Starting the podcast with trivia. No one starts a podcast with a trivia game, my goodness. We should talk about some of the experts on your pod and learn from you and steal all of the information that you've absorbed over this past year. Okay. You mentioned Lathan Thomas there. You had her on Doula to the Stars, Lathan Thomas. And I want to play just a quick clip from her talking about how elephants treat mommies.
Oh, yeah. Love that. Yeah. Well, it reminds me of the elephants. Have you guys ever heard this about elephants? I heard this recently, right? So that when an elephant is giving birth, all the other female elephants surround the elephant who's giving birth to protect the mother and the baby.
Yes.
And it's just a good metaphor for Band of Mothers, obviously. But so I just feel like that was a lesson I certainly didn't learn when I was pregnant, when I had teeny babies. And mainly it was because physiologically it was so difficult to even let my husband have the baby for an hour so I could go to a book club.
Right.
That's you teaching Lathan Thomas about elephants.
I was like, good job, Lathan Thomas.
I was like, wow, I hope I made sense. Okay.
I forgot that
clip. I love that.
Oh, I love that clip.
It's really
I love
cool.
that. I'm like, why? What, we need to be more elephant centric. And granted, we do we bring the meals and we do the thing. But like that sort of like protect the mother from the animal kingdom. Like,
sometimes it's a meal with a side of judgment, though. So we could do better.
We could
always do better. Yeah, no, that's an interesting, I mean, Tracy and I always talk about this on the podcast, especially now that our kids are a little bit older. But, you know, when we were starting the show and our babies were 1 year old and 10 weeks old, we didn't know how to ask for help either. You know, I think one of the reasons that a lot of people identify with us is because we're just so honest. Yeah. Like we're not parenting experts. We didn't know what we were doing. We didn't have resources. And so part of our mission is to give people the permission to, A, have a bad time. It's not easy. It's okay that it's hard. And yeah. I think if someone had just said that to us, you know, all those years ago, then it would have validated our struggle and we would have, you know,
we wouldn't have been in therapy once our girls turned 10.
Yeah. You know, it's, and so that's part of our goal is to really, like, especially as we have this larger platform, to just let people know that it's okay to ask for help, that it's okay to not feel like a great mom all the time. It's okay not to be super mom, this whole like toxic super mom culture.
Be an elephant, yeah. Man. Stand by your band of mothers.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it, you know, you talk about this. It is an isolating time. You're not sleeping. You're not really eating. You're just kind of nesting. And so a good way to get the elephant experience is to pop on the old earbuds and like just listen to, you know, people that have been through it. It's a way to do that, to have mm-hmm. that experience of like camaraderie yeah. in through isolation.
Well, it's funny. some of the feedback we get is that actually a lot of moms don't listen to podcasts because I think we tell ourselves, oh, well, we can't squeeze that in or we don't have the time. So I think you have a really good point. Like we definitely want to be there for you at 3 a.m, you know, when you're breastfeeding or you're just up. And
you don't always just want to listen to people like bitching about being a mom, which... Mm. Look, sometimes you do, and there's a lot of great parenting podcasts that got me through my early years, like mm-hmm. you know. But I think that essentially, sometimes you don't just want to talk about parenting, you know. Mm. And so we kind of give people this other option. In some episodes, we do talk about parenting yeah. and we bitch about being moms, but like you know, I think there's some really fun information that we like moms to take with them.
What did you take? That's you giving Lathan some. Information. What did you take from her in your time together?
You know, Latham really had this beautiful, eloquent way of explaining why we need to ask for help. And I felt like she really equalized, not in the, oh, you need a nanny or you need a babysitter 3 nights a week, like a very gentle, it's like nurturing way of just saying, you can't get through this alone and you've got to trust yourself enough to reach out to your girlfriends or to your family member, whoever your support system is, and really use it. And I thought that was a really, I don't know, she said it in a way that just really resonated with me.
Yeah. Where did that idea come from that people need to do this alone? Like where, like that the
well,
super
because,
mom
like,
needs
historically,
to.
Historically, you know, that's why there's, you know, women would raise each other's babies in the caves, you know,
yeah.
like,
yeah.
like
yeah.
suddenly there was just this cultural shift that like it was, you know, the breastfeeding was not, you know, good in society, that you weren't rich, you know, that mm-hmm. you were poor if you were breastfeeding because you couldn't afford formula. Like our society has been so corrupted in, you know, the technological age that like we there's now I think there's a really great return in the last 10 years to just kind of like natural attachment parenting, you know, things that really like open people up to being more.
I didn't even think that's really an awesome point, that the fact that like you. As our society, as things get easier, it gets mm-hmm. easier to navigate the world and do things with a button, our sort of distance from the birthing process seems to be getting further and further away. The whole sort of whitewashing of it is getting worse because technology
like
and everything else.
With an app. I also think yeah. women, I think there was a change in the 80s specifically. Women were finally going to work and kind of that whole working girl mentality. And I think women have been trying to find an identity outside of being mothers and being kind of the homemakers. Hmm. And I think we shifted and we just like turned our back on our lineage, which is, we are the ones that raised the children and we wanted more. We wanted to go to work. We wanted to get paid the same amount of money. We wanted an identity. We wanted to be viewed as women and not as just breeders. And so there was this pendulum swing and I think we're kind of coming back. And so of course, and women just, I feel like women just go all out with anything. So we're like, we're going to freaking be working women and we're going to raise children and we're going to do it all ourselves and we don't need men. And, you know, and I think that happened. And so now I think we're coming back.
I want to get into some Miss Marcy Crouch because I feel like I learned like the most from her. She was sure. awesome.
Can
and
you
I
talk
learned
about her name. I mean, I'm like, can you, could you not do crotch?
Just change it to crotch.
Just do crotch. Come on. You deal with the pelvic floor for crying out loud.
Love,
I had no idea
when
I started a podcast that I'd spend this much time talking about the pelvic floor. Love but it. Here I am. Here I go again. I love talking about the pelvic because I had Marcy's experience, basically, like hearing about it for the first time at, you know, this many years old, like having to consider it as a male, that like that's something right. that women, you know, I want to play a little bit from Marcy's origin story where she first learned about the female anatomy as a woman in college.
We were in our first anatomy class and the professor was talking about the pelvic floor and vaginas, and she was discussing how PTs like work in this area, and she used the example of a woman who had a really significant tear during delivery. And I remember just like staring at her and my jaw just dropped to the ground, and I was like, wait,
they tear?
You tear? I was like, what do you tear? I'm like, what is this tearing? Like my whole brain was just like, what the hell is going on? So I knew from that, it was like one of those life-changing mm-hmm. moments. Like I remember what I was wearing. I remember like wow. what the professor was. And I was like, I cannot believe that this happens. And I can't believe that moms and women like deal with this afterwards. So I just at that point knew that I didn't want to be doing like knees and shoulders and ankles, and that I really was like super interested and really into pelvic health and vaginas. And from that point on, that's kind of like where my career went. And it's all I've ever done as a PT. I mean, people ask me all the time, they're like, oh, my neck hurts. And I was like, yeah, tell me about your pooping.
Yeah.
I love that clip. I loved your time with Marcy.
She's so great.
Had that same experience of like at 37 hearing the word terror and being, wait, whoa, what's happening? What's the fix for like, you know, with even with gals not knowing about, you know, this stuff until.
Here's the thing. And this is a story I heard recently. My girlfriend, one of my best girlfriends, is a midwife, and she's been working at a birth center for years. And just the past 2 months since she's been working in the hospital, she has seen more like fourth degree tears, more hemorrhaging, more birth trauma than she's experienced in her whole career so far. And I think what happens is, you know, I certainly gave birth in a hospital and was like, that's the safest to me. But I think that, like Tracy said, you know, there's been such, you know, just the world has been so anti-woman for so long that even though there are strides and there are birth centers and there are nice doctors, there's still this traditional disrespect for women. And the fact that you cannot get pelvic floor therapy covered by insurance after you tear.
Well, the fact that they don't consider, you're not even warned that you might have an injury when you give birth, which is so common.
She said her instinct, because she's been in a birth center for so long, she'll stop and she'll turn to the mom and she'll say, they're going to touch you now. Mm-hmm. She goes, I would never touch a woman without telling her there's going to be a touch. You're going to feel a touch. Mm-hmm. In the hospital, they're just like, got my gloves on, I'm sticking it in there. And I just find that fascinating that this is still happening. So Marcy's episode, to bring it back, was so eye-opening because I think, like you said, there's a lot of women that don't even realize the physical and emotional trauma of childbirth.
Back to your point of talking to girls, your girls, like it's, you know, period shame. And we just women's anatomy and women's just the way women are, we just don't talk about it. We've been told that it's weird and gross and scary and all the things and funny and embarrassing. And it's like in us. I mean, my daughter is starting to develop breasts and she's completely embarrassed by it. And I'm like, where is this coming from? It's not coming from us. It's like shame that's like in her from generations. And we just have to pay more attention, I think.
It's also the way we sort of joke about, you know, the way men joke about like that sort of eye rolly, oh, she's having a period, like that's acceptable. Like that should be a teaching moment. Like, no, her uterus wall is breaking down and dying. And it's rebuilding itself. And it hurts.
Every month for the rest of
imagine
life.
Your tummy breaking down and rebuilding. It's like, there are teaching moments, I think, as early, you know, as, you know, 10 to 12 for young boys to just be like, here's what's happening to her. You
give
know,
her a break, man.
Give her a break, man. Yeah. But we sort of just do though, like, it's okay to be like, eh, period. That's, I guess, my own complicit nature.
No, it's great that you recognize it. That's a good step in the right direction.
Well,
right,
I know my audience. I'm pandering. This is all just...
they're late. No, they've already left.
Literally no one's listening.
Is that sports? We're not doing a sports pod?
Like, they're feminine. I'm getting out of here.
Yeah. Ooh, women.
I heard Vatch like 5 times.
they were gone by Vatch.
They said Terry. Yeah.
One more of the Marcy moments that mm-hmm. that guys can identify with if they haven't been able to thus far is the way that she talks about sort of the parallels between how we should treat moms like they're athletes and how, you know, an athlete has a thumb injury and we're out 6 to 8 weeks. We're going to give you an MRI. We're going to monitor it every... I'll let
insurance.
Let's let the clip talk. This is Why Don't We Treat Moms Like Athletes from that same episode.
And the analogy that I make all the time is like, if we have a baseball pitcher who has a shoulder injury for 9 months or has a surgery, you know, which is like similar to an episiotomy or like a tear during delivery. At 6 weeks post-surgery, that pitcher isn't told, okay, now you're good, like pitch an entire game.
Just use a little lube and have a lot of sex.
Right, like you're fine. Oh, it still hurts? Fine. Like, you're going to be just fine. Don't worry about it. You're a pitcher. What do you expect? You know, like moms get all of this, like, well, you wanted to
just
be a mom.
Just nap when the team naps. That's what you tell
them. Yeah, nap when the team naps. Right.
Nap when the team naps is such a good line. Funny. You guys are funny.
I need to listen to the episode again because we need to have her back on. We just learned so much.
Yeah. Yeah. She's great. She's an expert clearly, but are you experts of your own podcast? It's time now for our regular game. How well do you know your pod? I'm going to ask you 3 questions about your podcast. Answer 2 out of 3 correctly, which you did for the first game. And some Band of Mothers swag is going to get on the pod swag wall behind us. But you got to get 2.
And a
little mouse pad, little Band of Mothers mouse pad is going on the pod swag wall. But you got to answer these questions correctly. 2 out of 3.
I already told you I don't remember my life.
You did so well, though, the first time. Remembering. I think you're going to be doing okay here. All right. 3 questions about your podcast. How well do you know it? Mina Hawk hates the term stepmom. What does she say we should change it to instead?
Bonus mom.
Let's have a listen.
I think my husband wishes I had mom guilt about, like, because this weekend, my dad and my stepmom, I hate calling her my stepmom. A lot of people suggested bonus mom. So I'm trying to, like,
put that
in my psyche. So my dad and my bonus mom, they take Jack every Sunday.
Bonus mom. I love that. That's so good.
It's I have
moms in my life. That's getting changed.
I have a bonus mom.
That's good. Yeah. Bonus mom. Very good. 1 out of 1. Let's go to question number 2, Dr.
Way to
Taz.
Go. I didn't remember that.
You blanked.
I did.
Got it. You picked her up. Dr. Taz says you should wash your mask. How often? Your COVID mask, episode 3, truth about COVID. Nobody's
like
doing this.
2 to 3 times a week or something?
Oh, I think it's like every day.
Oh, every day.
Let's have a listen.
I have a mask question.
Yeah.
How often should we be washing our masks and our kids' masks?
Oh my gosh. I'm not doing this either, but it really should be every 24 to 48 hours.
All right, so we got to wrap up this interview.
Did we lose?
I said every day.
No, that was good. Every day is good. Okay. Yeah. Oh, man, I hate it here. I think just yesterday my wife put one on and was like, I smell you in this.
Yeah. Right. We've had a few of those conversations.
I finally got my daughter wears blue and my son wears black so that you can't get
good. Yeah. No cross-contamination. 2 out of 3. It's going on the pod wall, but we'll be a top shelf pod.
Love you can go 3
out of 3.
Three.
Yeah, here we go. This one's for Tracy.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Finish Shayna's song lyric.
Oh.
Folded the laundry, I played restaurant. I did what you wanted. Now that I'm sitting, you want me to get up. Don't make me get up to see that thing you made in your room. Don't make me get up to go upstairs with you. Me get up. I finally just sat down. I love you, but I also love when you're not around. Okay. hey, you need some water. Did you know that your dad can pour water too? Hey, baby, please don't make me go all the way to your room. Oh, baby, please don't make me go all the way to your room.
Wow, good job, Chase.
I think that was it. I think we're gonna give it to her. That was most of the syllables were right.
That's on shelf. That's on the top shelf.
Is correct for three.
I really hope that is the next
give her the setup one more time.
Okay.
Oh, baby, please don't make me go all the way to your room to see the heart that you drew.
There it is. There to see the heart that you drew. 3 out of 3 correct there.
Thank
I think,
you. Yeah, I mean, at least for execution, if nothing else.
At least for execution. Oh, my goodness. And a little taste of the song singing that you will hear when you listen to Band of Mothers.
You're the cutest, most adorable, most beautiful thing that I ever pushed out. Funny how easily I'll be holding you and you're squeezing me, and then suddenly you've done something that makes me shout. I know one day I'll miss these younger years, your totally irrational tears, diaper bags instead of purses, scream so loud they should call social services. Oh, you'll always be my baby, I'll always kiss and hold you close, a little child of mine. Half the time you're gross. Get your finger out of your butt. Get your booger off of my shirt. Stop peeing on your friend. Stop eating all the dirt. What is that on the couch? Oh God, you spit up in my mouth. There's diarrhea in your pants, and I don't want to see your penis dance. But I'm probably gonna miss your penis dance. Stop touching everything, please. Stop touching everything. Why during COVID can you not stop touching everything? Don't wash your hands because you won't stop touching everything. Conjunctivitis because you won't stop touching everything. Why can't you poop before I put you in the bathtub? Why can't you pick up with your diaper still wrapped up? When will you learn to clean your own crack up? Stop touching everything, please. Stop touching everything. Gross. Don't spit out what you just ate. Stop humping the baby gate. You don't have to be the cleanest. Just stop playing with the dog's penis. Gross, 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 gross. Your vagina's not for spreading. It's so upsetting. Gross, gross. Now your mask smells like meatloaf. Oh my God, you just puked in your car seat. Now we gotta ride all the way home with vomit smell inside the car. Gross, 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 gross. There's diarrhea in your pants, and I don't wanna see your penis dance. I'm probably gonna miss your penis dance.
Woo! Wow.
You okay?
Humping the baby gate was the new lyric for me that time. I didn't hear that the first time. Love that. Love humping the baby gate. Has using your family as material ever led to an uncomfortable, like, hey, can we not talk about, like, my, I don't know.
I don't think our kids know exactly how much we've used.
They're not old enough to listen yet. They don't listen.
God, no.
Yeah. I also don't think they have any context because they don't remember being like that. I think it might come back when they have kids or something, but right now they're just like, I don't think they get it.
They're going to be teenagers, though. They're going to get there. Oh, and they're going to listen.
One day.
And they're going to be like, what?
My daughter was Googling me the other day, and I was like, shit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, made me really nervous. She's like, there's so many pictures of you. I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, one story where you use your family as content is a story I love is Shayna's son is the passionate kisser from episode one. I have to play this.
Oh my God. My son, who is 8, has gotten to that phase, which I believe it is a phase, hopefully, where he will look at me with like very, very sexy eyes and then passionately kiss me. And I didn't know this was coming. Like, it's kind of like, you know, you expect phases. You expect your kid to pick their nose for a couple years. You expect, you know, them not to wipe their butt for a couple years. You expect them to be obsessed with slime for a couple years. But now it's like I had to actually tell him that he can't kiss me like on TV. And the other day, no one was home and it was just he and I. And I was actually like uncomfortable the way that he was looking at me.
Oh my
and it's
gosh.
The saddest thing because I am like, he is such a mama's boy. Yeah,
yeah, I can't imagine why he'd be looking at you like that.
No, and it's a part of me is like really proud of him and like, oh, always love your mother that much. And the other part of me is like, oh no, oh no.
I think I told a story about like my dad a couple episodes ago and he listened to it and he was not happy that I used him. And yeah. It was like a whole day of like pain management. Like, I love you. You're a great father. I love you so much. So it's nice to hear that your candid sort of stories have not led to anything uncomfortable at the home just yet.
Well, talking about our parents is a whole nother thing.
Yeah, although my mom doesn't listen, but your mom does. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So we got to keep that one in check sometimes. But.
Although let's talk about why my mom doesn't listen.
I mean,
like, you could listen to my podcast.
Supportive. I know. She loves you.
Oh, whatever.
What's going on, mom? Maybe this one. Maybe this Mother's Day feature episode we can get her to listen to.
Possibly.
Are there any other experts that you enjoy talking about or any other, you know, tidbits that you want to share here in our final moments of talking about your experts that you're
about
like, this kind of changed me. Yeah. That you've featured.
Well, we have a podcast coming up from Crystal, who is the founder of Milky Mama, and it's all about breastfeeding and kind of in the same line of Marcy, like completely enlightening, mind-blowing, oh my gosh, why have we been doing this all wrong all these years? Mm-hmm. But in such a beautiful way, her whole mission is just to let moms have a better experience breastfeeding. But also, if you end up not, don't worry about it. And so that was really beautiful. We're excited for that one to come out. We have another one coming out that's all about how to be a good friend during a divorce and kind of focusing on, you know, getting divorced, especially with so many marriages that just were challenged so much this past year during COVID.
Whose baby is that? Is that mine? That's probably
not my baby.
gosh. So those were two that are coming out. We loved Cooking with Shireen Pavlidis. She's like a famous TikTok famous home chef.
Yeah.
And she was just so fun. And same with in the topic of food, Catherine McCord from WeLicious. We talked about feeding your families and just healthy tips and same
not
thing.
Being like, a short order cook.
Not being a short order cook, but also
although
like
we all are.
Yeah. But also like if they don't eat any vegetables today, they'll eat them tomorrow. You know, like just give yourself a break.
Can you share any good mom hacks that you've solicited from your guests or from your listeners?
Oh,
over the years, you ask for shitty things that your kids have done, mom hacks and love bombs. Are there any good mom hacks to share with mothers here on Mother's Day?
Well, I shared this in our last episode and it's kind of embarrassing and I'll be judged for it. But my big mom hack is that in order to avoid like a really, really long bedtime routine, you don't ever start one. When they're little, you don't do like an hour of like reading and scratchies and music and oils and like all that shit. Like, just don't do it. And they're never going to expect it. And then they, like my kids just put themselves to bed.
Yeah. We've started with like an hour long production and she's making cuts. Our daughter's making edits. She's like, no, we're not doing the song and the dance this time. I got to get to bed. We're not doing the puppet show. Yeah. She's making edits.
I never really did that. I mean, we did bath time.
Oh yeah. Like, well, bath time is,
but I never did the 5 minute warning and like the, you know, the 10 minute and then the countdown.
I mean, I have friends that are still up there with their 9-10 year olds scratching their backs until they fall asleep. Like when company's over, you know, and I just was never that mom. Like,
Well, and to your point too, Evie, the other day, my daughter said to me, she was like, I can't sleep if you guys aren't still up, like moving around the house. She's like, I love the noise of hearing you guys clean the dishes and I hear you guys talking and arguing. And like, so she loves that ambient noise. So she's learned to go to bed and she's definitely learned how to go to bed in parties. But like, so yeah, you just teach them that the noise is okay. And it it's kind of like a free sound machine.
Although I did get in trouble when, so I had, when I had appendicitis, some friends had to have our kids overnight. And this was when my son was, I don't know, 4 or 5. And my friend was like, all right, go pick out a book to read before bed, because she reads to her kids before bed. And my son was like, started bawling. And he's like, I can't read. And she was like, oh no, I'll read you the book. And he was just like, because his damn mom never sat down and read him a book at bed. We read books other times. It was never bedtime, you know, because I just want to start that shit.
You do a bedtime Netflix.
Yeah,
we're going to do a bedtime Netflix.
Now we go lights out at 9. We're going to bed. We're the worst. But
bed, so. Sleeping, all that stuff is so fraught, especially, you know, people with new babies. Oh my gosh. Any information that you do on those, you got to do the sleeping podcast. And I'll tell you what, I could use the how to handle feedback from your pediatrician episode.
Oh,
I feel like every
it's
time
called
I
leave
go,
your, it's called leave. That's what I've done. I just bounce. I'm like, you just told me that I'm out. Like we out.
Golly, this last time your daughter's in the top 94 percentile in weight. Is she running enough? Are you fat shaming my 15-month-old? She's 15 months. Let her have some baby fat for crying
You
out
obviously
loud.
Don't have a baby Pilates reformer at your house. I mean, what are you
You
even
need
doing?
To put her on the Whole 30. Does she do keto?
Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Wrapping up here, any nicknames for dads that listen? Moms are the band of mothers, but the dads are listening too. I'm listening for advice. And can I give you some suggestions if you don't
have anything? Okay. Yeah.
Let me workshop a couple, because I'm very into like the nicknames of fans of podcasts and how they like
name
themselves.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, okay.
Phalanx of Fathers.
What? Okay. I couldn't even hear what you said. Say
phalanx. Phalanx of Fathers.
Like phallic? Like a
phalanx. It's like, you know, soldiers, a wall of soldiers.
Oh. Sorry.
I'm going off of the band of mothers
theme. Of course
we
went straight to penis.
He's
okay.
doing alliteration.
I've got a penis one for you. All right. Okay. I'll just go right to the penis
one. We'll probably like that one the best.
Throngs of Dongs.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Throngs of Dongs. So the band of mothers and the throngs
T-O-D.
Of Dongs.
T-O-D-B-O-M.
Tees.
Todd.
Does anyone own the website? Because we will in about 10 minutes.
Todd.com.
I had another one not penis related. It's not even worth reading. Forget That's what it. We're going with. Throngs of Dongs, Bands of Mothers. Keep listening to Band of Mother podcasts on all major platforms.
Absolutely.
Everywhere
you can find us.
And you're starting up the live shows again soon. Is that right?
Well,
do I hear that?
I don't know when this is airing, but we actually are doing, Tracy and I are getting our asses back on the old stage.
Yeah, time to stop sitting around the house.
So a week from this coming Saturday, so Mother's Day Eve, we're doing this gigantic live stream show, but it'll be up through the month of May. And you'll be able to get
watch
it. It's
the
through
mother, like,
Stellar.
Watch the Pump It Up show like live.
Like, yeah, it's like an actual film crew. It's not like a Zoom show. It's we're on stage with a very small audience here in Denver from the Bluebird Theater, and it's going to be live streamed Mother's Day Eve. And you can watch it from anywhere. Tickets are $19. You can get VIP tickets for $50. But if you don't catch it on Mother's Day Eve, it will be on stellartickets.com through the end of May. So that's exciting. And then, we got rescheduled. We had to cancel over 100 shows when COVID hit, and it was devastating. And we are rescheduled for this fall. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
Go and get your tickets and listen to them do their thing. They're hysterical. Listen to Shayna and Tracy T as they do their thing. I am so thankful that you came and chatted with me today about your pod. It is it's the last 5 minutes of our podcast. As you know, no one listens to the last 5 minutes of any podcast. Mm-hmm. So no one's here anymore. I'm glad they listened to the plug there, but no one is here anymore. They've just stopped listening. They've stopped. Moms have stopped cooking. They're now napping. They've taken out the Yoni eggs. They're done. Yep. They're done multitasking.
They've taken them out.
It's just us.
Great.
Remove them.
Thank God.
So, you know, this is your time. This is your time to talk about Julio or anything really. Not even mom related. I'm happy to share first.
Yes, okay.
You'd like to think about you know, what you'd like to share. But I wanted to, you know, you guys talk about baths a lot on your show. Yeah. And so I needed to I needed to come clean about a bath I took recently. I was working, I was filming something. And when you're working on a TV show, you get, there's what's called holding. They put you in holding somewhere. And holding typically in normal times is like an old cafeteria in New York City or some like dingy place. But because of COVID, there's all this extra access to like hotels and stuff. So our holding was like this beautiful, the Pierre Hotel on like Park Avenue or something like that. That's where they're holding us, you know, in between shoots. And this room has the most beautiful bathtub I'd ever seen. And just deep, big jets and everything.
Yeah, clean.
I get done shooting around like 3, right? And so I know I got to get home to help my wife. I'm 16-month-old. I have to get home and help with some, you know, the bedtime and getting ready for gearing up for the thing. The short, condensed bedtime now.
Yeah, cut it.
But but I need to come clean and say that I took a midday bath.
Hell yes, you did. I love it.
It is the most decadent thing I've ever done. The sun was out. The sun was out and I was in a bathtub.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But look how happy your face just lit up thinking about it. It's
no
like so
regrets.
Healing.
I regret now that she's going to hear this and be like, you took a fucking midday bath instead of coming home?
You put a yoni egg up your ass.
I am impressed.
I think 100% we support that.
Totally.
Yeah, I knew you
Although
would.
I will say when I had, my daughter was about that age, every mom counts the fucking millisecond.
Man. You know what
The millisecond to when your husband comes home.
Just no, Marnie, when you're, you're not listening. But it was a dilemma. It was like, I was at the door and I was like, nah, I'm not going to, I don't have
She's time. Like, you smell then, different. What the actual hell? Yeah.
Did you moisturize? Where were you?
She's like, why are you glowing?
Where are these little soaps from?
Yeah.
What the hell is this?
Oh my God. I am impressed.
Well, just take the baby and give her a couple hours and I've done.
Make her a bath.
Yeah, make her a bath.
Okay, you're right. You're right. That's my share.
That's amazing.
That's amazing. Yeah.
I was gonna say, since nobody's listening, everyone is real judgy about crypto, but we're obsessed with crypto. Yeah,
the Doge comes up a lot on your pod.
We love the Doge. Really.
Down with the Doge.
I feel like it's something we can't yet really talk about on our like main
I
stream.
Think we should.
Why?
Really?
Why?
It's so empowering for women.
Yeah, yeah, we're super into it.
We're super into it.
What do you got? What are you selling? You get some kin? You got a little kin on the side? What are you working
no,
with?
No, we're big ADA fans, Cardano.
Ooh, deep. Deep.
Yeah, we're, God. Yo. I mean, I just read a Forbes article with Charles Hoskinson last night in bed. I mean,
now you're just flexing.
Yeah, now I'm just flexing.
Super flex. What should
love some
be?
Litecoin.
We do. Litecoin is our little like I surf Litecoin.
Litecoin's
day
nice.
Trading.
Aren't they like you know, perverts and ransomware uses like
they would like you to think.
You know what they also use? Centralized banking.
Yeah.
So you know we're good.
Yeah.
Are there any mom-friendly cryptos out there?
Oh,
all of it.
We're going to do a mom coin. Mom coin.
We're going to do an NFT. You can just buy a picture of us.
Of just our tits.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
No, we're really into it. We lost everything at COVID. And so we're like, what can we do? So we took a class. We took a crypto class.
We'll
and
now we back one Dogecoin at a time.
And we trade, but we have it personally and we have it in our business. Yeah. And we're just like really, it's fascinating. It's empowering. I think a lot of people, it's for the common man. It's like nobody feels like they can get into stocks or finance because it's this intimidating world. But the truth is, it's the stock market's only there for people to make money. Crypto, you can make so much money. Let's do this. Let's like, there's women at home. They could be trading and nursing.
Yeah.
And it's volatile. And also I have a little bit of a gambling problem.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's next week. We're doing a gambling pod. You'll enjoy it.
Oh, really? I'm like,
it's only a problem if you're, you know, losing.
She doesn't
a
have
ton.
A problem. She just really enjoys it when she does it.
Like I
like she gets like
flop.
She gets like crazy.
She's the worst odds
dopamine.
In all of the casinos.
Dope,
yeah,
dope,
like
dopamine.
She. I've
yeah,
never
yeah, same, same,
and I'm like her enabler. She gets
follows
so
me around
happy,
with a dollar,
and I'm just I'm just like, where can I find you more money? You're
it.
So happy right now, and I love it. I hate it. I don't get it. It doesn't do anything for me. So I just give it. I just give her money.
Therefore, when I'm trading and I'm winning,
feels
it's real good.
You're up. How are you doing? You're in the red on crypto or in the black?
Oh no, we're good. Oh,
yeah,
we've done really good. I'm very knowledgeable and very careful.
You do your research.
And Tracy did some meditation like when we started all this, and she comes over and she's like, "I got a download from the universe. You are the one who needs to trade." And at the time I was like, what? How am I supposed to do this? And she was right. I'm so happy. I love it. And I don't have any hobbies. So now my hobby is making money.
Crash. All right. What was the research tool that you would recommend for moms to go and start reading if they wanted to poke around and just kind of get started?
Oh gosh, there's so much good stuff. I mean,
about an app or anything where
Breakdown podcast.
Oh, he's so really... Coin Bureau has a YouTube channel with this guy named Guy who's British, and he's got really good, simple information. So he kind of here's the thing. Never buy a coin unless you know what it does and yet you've read a little bit about it and you
understand it.
Yeah, because it's really complicated, but nobody breaks it down for you, which I feel like is what we should start doing, just like explaining what the hell cryptocurrency is, because it's actually it's complicated, but it's not we're smart enough to figure it out. Like you know, it's this idea that like
there is
you're on a park bench and right now, if I needed to give Tracy an apple, I would give it to six people and they would take a bite and then she would get her apple. Well, with crypto, I can just hand her a fucking apple. And what happens is there are six people standing around with cell phones that made that happen. So it's like Silicon Valley. It's like the new internet. And everyone thought the internet was nuts. It's awesome.
God, I hope people are still listening.
I really don't think they are. You just like got on the crypto pedestal
really
right
passionate.
There.
I'm really passionate.
We got to do it.
I am too. I love it. But she is really good.
I'm going to throw I want to get in the game. So this has inspired me to just get.
It's good. Good stuff.
Y'all,
we love you. You're so
awesome.
Funny.
You're the best.
I love you. I loved hanging out with you. It was so fun binging your pod, getting to know you. I feel like we're friends.
We are friends.
We are absolutely friends.
Call
us from the bath next time.
Yeah.
It's going to
better be the
extend.
One you're drawing for your
That'll
wife,
just extend.
Though. Because eventually we're going to not support you.
Well, we do a regular thing on this pod called the Podcast Hall of Fame. Where I ask my guests to pick a specific piece of audio from their show to be inducted into the inevitable Podcast Hall of Fame when it's built. Customers will go over, hit a little button, and this sound will come out. And I didn't have time to ask you for one, but I'll just throw in one of my own. This is one of your original songs, which I'm sure you know, Shayna. But let's have you take it away. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you so much.
I've tried everything. I've tried everything. But the baby won't sleep, no, the baby won't sleep through the night. I think I might die. I used to be pretty, I used to make sense. I used to shower and wear regular clothes instead of yoga pants. Why are my car keys in the fridge? I've read books about books about books, how to make her sleep through the night. I've tried wedges and swaddles and bottles and coddles, spent days researching online. The only solution I've found is unique, but it works, so please don't be a hater. My baby sleeps, my baby sleeps, my baby sleeps with mommy's vibrator. I've tried 30 different essential oils, and I've tried sound machines. Crying out, running vacuums, co-sleeping, long bedtime routines. But then I tried my vibrator. The gentle buzz is so soothing, thank God she doesn't know where it's been. We lay right next to her body. Skin to foreskin. We stock up on Costco batteries, and my husband is a little bit mad at me. But she sleeps, yes, she sleeps through the night with mommy's vibrator. I dreamed of the day I would sleep for a straight 7 hours in a row. Never thought it would be with the help of my hot pink, lightly ripped, trusty dildo. It's the only solution I've found, and I know that it's hard for you all to believe. But she sleeps and she's happy. She's sleeping with something that smells like me. Yeah, she sleeps, yeah, she sleeps through the night with mommy's vibrator. Yeah, she sleeps, yeah, she sleeps through the night with mommy's vibe.
That was so fun.
Now you know all about us.
He's such a good host. I feel like I learned so much just from listening to him interview us.
Agree.
Like, he's so excellent. And their producers were so darn
nice. I die for PodSpotter.
Yeah. PodSpotter's awesome. If you need to subscribe to them right away, and you can see the link in our notes.
Yeah. It's been so cool. They cover all these different podcasts and they vet them and really try to find things that are unique of all genres. And so if you're looking for new pods,
check it out.
Yeah. And thanks you guys for listening.
Don't forget to subscribe. Send this episode to a friend who doesn't know who we are and will want to learn more. Subscribe, leave a review, and don't forget to join our Facebook group, Band of Mothers, on the Facebook. It's a very high vibe, awesome group of supportive women. Or those who identify as mothers, I should say. Mm. And we will see you next week.